This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all heard about Target's credit card breach, right? And Neiman Marcus's. TJ Maxx had one a couple of years back. Citibank as well. That despite a well-known and widely used, in countries other than the U.S., I should say, a widely used technology that could have kept everybody's data safe and saved banks a whole lot of money. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
There is a thing called chip and PIN credit card technology. Chester Wisniewski is a senior security advisor with Sophos.
It actually has a little cryptographic chip embedded right into the credit card instead of the stripe on the back like you're accustomed to.
It's not invincible, but it is much more secure than those magnetic stripes, and it's used in most credit cards in the rest of the world.
The types of breaches we've seen recently would have been prevented by the use of this chip and PIN technology.
So why do we still have these old-fashioned insecure cards with brown stripes that are constantly getting stolen?
Well, one of the big obstacles is the expense.
Bill Hardkopf is with LowCards.com, a consumer resource website.
Retailers would have to get a different credit card processor, probably about a $200 expense per terminal for each checkout lane.
That's especially hard for smaller businesses, and card issuers and banks would have to pay for more expensive cards, but that doesn't explain why we're behind the rest of the world. Well, one reason is some governments forced people to adopt it, ours didn't. Andrew Davidson is a senior vice president at Mintel.
There wasn't really the same demand to address fraud in the United States as there was in other parts of the world.
Wasn't. There is now.
Now is the time that the U.S. should upgrade to chip technology.
Carolyn Balfany is a senior vice president at MasterCard. They've been pushing the new technology in the U.S. for 2 years. Banks have just started to issue chip cards, and now MasterCard has set up a major incentive to get retailers to switch over by October 2015.
What it does is it does shift the liability to the organization that has not adopted the technology.
Usually, a bank has to cover a bogus purchase, but in 2015, a retailer will have to suck it up if it hasn't changed its card reader. Visa has set a similar deadline for a year later, so in the next 2 years, the U.S. may finally join the rest of the world. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.